Well, there you go, man. All right. All right, let me hit that button, brother. Hold on, let me see here. Let me hit that button so we can knock this shit out. I know, I don't have it right now. No, I just took it down for a second. Yeah, you got your button? Hold on, man, let's get this button. I know, I'm putting my shit up now. I ain't got no choice. I know, man. I'm going to start the show, put that shit up. Here we go. Ty. Yeah, we got you, man. Yes, how we do. We backing them up. Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, that shit. All that shit. And hey, guys, everybody out there, I want to let y'all know already right now, guys, the Halloween game is out. Go to themanmindset.com, guys. You got the Halloween game. I teach you how to get women for Halloween. And we started now, so y'all won't have any excuses, guys. So make sure y'all check that out. The Halloween game is already out. Three parts of it, bro. Yes. All right. Let's get it, Ty. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. No, you got it, dog. No, I was listening to you. You got it, dog. No. I had to match you, dog. You so smooth with the shit. I had to match you because you broke down to three, but I'm gonna break some. Yeah, let's go long. Right. All right, so let me show y'all guys something. Hold on, let me show y'all something. All right, let me zoom y'all in, and let me show y'all a little bit of game right here, because my boy Ty went to his board. I got to go to my motherfucking board. So as you go to my board and everything, guys, what we're going to be talking about today is basically this. I am and I do when it comes to your blacksmith. So Ty, this is going to be the basis of everything right here. So most of you guys are, let me bring this over. Let me scoot this over. So most of you guys are here, and most of you are out here. And gentlemen, what happens when you live in the I do, unfortunately, the trick that your mind plays is it makes your I am actually an I do. That makes you think that everything you do outside of yourself is actually the right thing to do, Ty. The right thing to do. But Let's get it back to you, Ty. Back to you, Ty. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. So for all you guys out there listening, this is very important to understand about your blacksmith and why most of you guys out there actually have a blacksmith, but you don't have him anymore, okay? And I need to explain what the blacksmith is, the individual that takes information from the outside world and forges it in your fingerprint for you to have more clarity and understanding of it, where then you actually make it yours. And the best way I can describe that, Ty, is when you were in kindergarten and first grade, when you learned letters and alphabet, your alphabets. See, when your teacher gave out the information when you were young, you took that information and how you processed it in your mind and forged it to get more understanding for yourself. That's how your blacksmith works. But Ty, the problem is the only way the blacksmith works, and I kind of talked about this yesterday, Ty, is that these guys, and I can speak for Ty because he has a blacksmith. See, Ty and men like ourselves, we submit to ourselves. See, before you can sit on the throne and be able to have a blacksmith, you must give utter submission to yourself, Ty. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. They're too busy, Ty, submitting to other men. They're too busy submitting to other ideas. And they're too busy trying to identify by somebody else's standards versus their own, because that's why they're struggling with confidence. That's why they feel weakness. And that's why they can't see anything, because submission says, I only identify with my strengths, my thoughts, my mind, Ty. What say you, my brother? Yes. 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 Yes, your gentleman, your blacksmith gentleman, and why he is so important is that he is truly your authentic self deep down at your core, gentlemen. It is the part of you that doesn't care what other people think because he is not working for other people. He is learning you to learn how to help you be your most authentic self by building meaningful relationships, not to the outside world, the I do, but meaningful relationships to who you are as a man, your culinary school, your scribe, all these things that I always talk about. He is connecting and building those relationships because most people don't understand. See, we are too busy. You guys are too busy trying to make relationships with women, but you're not making relationships with yourselves. And because you guys don't know how, because of that, Ty, they don't know how to express themselves openly because they don't even know who they are. It becomes overwhelming. And what the blacksmith does is he forces you to be concrete, accountable, and finding and expressing your authentic self no matter what it is. And that means that with every hammer, he is going to push in your beliefs to realize and embrace your authenticity that makes women want to embrace it because women don't want to embrace anybody who doesn't embrace themselves. Ty, you got it, my brother. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, absolutely. Got it. No, I got you. I got you, Zuby. Go ahead and fix it. I got you. I got you, dog. I got you. Bring that shit in. Yes. Right. All right, wait, hold on one second. We got a call. Let me bring him in before we continue. Erico 813, sir. How can we help you? What's up?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What's going on? Can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
What's your question,
so
sir?
I just came in here to ask like a question of advice. So like you personally, right? What do you do to like block out the hate?
Hate. Yeah.
Yeah. Like from other people, like, you know, like there's always people like, you know what I'm saying, trying to hate on the grind and stuff like that. Like, what do you guys do to like block that out and not think about it too much?
Caller, can you hear Ty?
No, I can't hear Ty.
I don't know why you can't hear Ty. Everything is working. Right. Let's see here. All right. We can hear, you can hear. Let me try this, Ty. Speaker. Yeah, let's, before we get into it. Caller, can you hear Ty now? Say something, Ty. Still no. I can't get any fluctuation from you. Let's see here. All right, Ty, try now. Can you hear that, caller? See, I got fluctuation with you. All right, try it now, Ty. What about that? Still no caller?
Nope.
All right, let me try this one right here. All right, Ty, say something now. No, it cannot. I can. It can hear me. It's like shit. This goddamn Rodecaster shit. All right, all right. Well, all right, caller. What we'll do is you'll ask your question. We'll answer it. We got your question, and we'll answer it on the thing. And if you have something else, call in, okay? But we'll answer that right now, okay? Live on the show, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you. Great call. But listen to the show because it's very important what you're saying, all right? So, Ty, you go ahead first. He's worrying about haters. Well, no, he couldn't hear you. So he just asked it. Yeah, he'll listen to us now. They'll ask the question, and we'll just go ahead and do it, because I don't – it's Rodecaster shit. Yeah, I'm the easy – no, you're good. Yeah. Unpack it, brother. Yeah, and for me, Ty, it's just like you said. What do you mean, haters? Young man, you create haters by giving them a voice in your mind. You allow them free reign over your mind, because you think what they're saying is so fucking important that you've got to listen. Like Ty said, it's none of my business. I mean, what's odd to me is that you don't give a fuck about a squirrel cussing your ass out, but yet you worry about somebody else that doesn't like you. I don't think you understand this world. Everybody's not going to fucking like you. Some people are not going to like you, Ty, because how tall he is. Some guys are not going to like Ty because he gets women. Some people are not going to like Ty for the color of his skin or how his hair is, or it just fucking, he's got a goddamn samurai sword. They're not going to like them. But like Ty said, it's none of our fucking business. I give no fucks. I sleep like a baby so much I put my damn near my thumb in my mouth because I don't give a fuck. Hey, see, caller, you got to understand this thing. If you don't have haters, then you're doing something wrong. because most of you guys are always trying to be a people pleaser. You want everybody to like you. Fuck everybody else. I don't give a fuck who doesn't like me, who likes me, because I can't change their mind. And I'm not going to kiss their ass to change their mind. So whether you love me or hate me or in between, it's none of my business, because I'm only concerned about the love that I have for myself. Which, where you're going at, you're looking at the hate that you have for yourself, because you are allowing other people to bend your reality by how they feel about you. They are allowed to feel what the fuck they want to feel. They will listen to these shows. They will say bad comments. They will say bad things. But what can you do but keep it moving? You just keep pushing. It shouldn't bother you. Just like women, all this shit should never, never bother you, Ty. They can hear me, but they cannot hear you. So I got to figure out where the line is not connecting, because I probably got to put in my other thing, my Tascam thing, my jig. I might have to put that in and plug that up. But we can hear, they can call in. We can hear them. You can hear, I can hear. It's just that, but they can call in. We can hear you guys. Yeah, y'all can call in. We can hear you guys. I just got to try to figure out some news, because I figured it was working since I did a sound check, but I did it from me and not from you to see if it was working. So that's why it's doing it. But yeah, guys, y'all can call in. But until then, we can continue to chop this ism up to them, big dog. Oh, yeah, we're good on calls. Right, and what people don't understand is that they're building a relationship for themselves, but they're not building the right relationship for themselves. So many, all right, guys, think about this. Once you build a relationship with yourself, you become good at it, and then you learn how to become great at it, and then you master it. And this is why it's so hard for you guys to learn game, because you have become good at being a victim. You have become great at everybody feeling sorry for you, and you think the world is going against you. And then you become a master of those feelings and emotions. And that's why your blacksmith can't work for you, because you're not helping him work for yourself. Because you're allowing other men and other people to define your life. Whereas Ty and myself, we are always looking to go beyond mastering ourselves, because we are always pushing ourselves beyond our edges every single day, regardless of who wants to hold us back, who doesn't like us, who loves us, who cares about us. All of that stuff doesn't matter to us, because what our blacksmith has to do is take in the world's information and cut out the things that have to do none of our business, like the haters and all that other stuff, but to take from the world that will benefit our kingdom. And we will take that information and form it. And Ty, like I said before, you guys have done this. And the analogy I always use, Ty, is when you were in first grade and your teacher told you what an A was. You know, your teacher said, okay, this is what a number one is, and he explained it. Even though he explained it one way, and there was probably 30 kids in the room, it was being perceived 30 different ways, because everybody does not perceive everything the same way. They perceive it in their own way. Thus, that's where you get the kids that perceive it really well, become the nerdy kids. The kids that perceive it okay become the kids that, you know, get, you know, B's and C's. And then the dumbasses that may have to go back and, you know, do extra work. It's how you perceive it and how you pay attention, because paying attention is just as important. So what a lot of y'all guys are not understanding is, I know y'all hear what we're saying about the blacksmith, but one must be able to submit to itself in order to even access this kind of information. Because what you're saying is, Ty, this is what they're saying. I have a blacksmith, but fuck him. I don't want to use him. I'll let some YouTuber tell me why I should go to another planet to meet women. I'll let some YouTuber tell me how to change my name and be somebody else. I'll let some YouTuber tell me about women and female nature and all this other stupid ass shit. So why would he want to work for you when you're not even looking out for yourself, Ty? Oh, I got you. No, wait, let me switch to you. Get you. I got you on the board. Go ahead. You got it, brother. You got it. To the board. Right. All right, no doubt. So if we look at it right here, this is where the blindness comes. We'll start from the bottom right here. Wait, a lot of you guys do because there's trust. Now, everything is going to go through, let's say, your mind, okay, based on how you think. When you can't think for yourself, you are technically open, and you are just going to mimic and regurgitate anything that is said to you because you're going to blindly trust. But what Ty and I are trying to say is that this is our blacksmith. His job is to take any information, to send it to him, to forge it in our name. See, this is why we are successful, because we are operating as a one right here. Most of you guys are not operating with a blacksmith because there is no trust to yourself. So whatever you hear on the internet, they tell you something and put some statistics behind it. They put anger behind it. They do anything. You are blind to that information because you are not self-serving yourself. We self-serve through the blacksmith. His job is to take any information. I don't care if it's a star, a circle, whatever it is. If it's beneficial to us, we will take it and then make it ours versus you taking somebody else's stuff and just regurgitating. That's why y'all see it on YouTube a lot. Everybody's regurgitating information other than like the Taekwondos of the world, because everybody is blind right here to information. And you accept it just because you hear it, you think it is truth because maybe he has a high subscriber count. Maybe he can yell and scream. Well, I don't know, whatever it is that you do, but you trust information, and then all you're doing is trying to be the second best you. And when you're trying to be the second best you, Ty, that means he's not going to work for you because you're not working for yourself, Ty. Back to you, sir. Thank you. Okay, you'll get back. I got you. Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, even in Snowfall, real quick, you notice that he was quiet. He always kept business off the street. He wasn't loud and boisterous. He wasn't shining his money. He wasn't having fancy cars and all other stuff. He kept really quiet. He kept business off the street. And that's why he was very successful, because he knew how to move the pieces. He would tell people to be careful with your money. Stop showing off your money and stop flossing, all this stuff. So I get what you're saying. And that's I'm going to do that too, because that's a great fucking idea, because there's so much information in all these shows. But we have a question right here. And doctor, this is the problem that you're having. I want y'all to hear what you're saying. You often talk about touching a girl without touching her through text. Elaborate. No, I'm not going to elaborate, because that's beyond your comprehension of thought. You don't understand that the touching her without touching her does not start with me touching her. It starts with the trust that I have in myself to be able to utilize my mouthpiece to move her exactly where I want to move her without giving a fuck about the result. See, because you're looking at what I showed you, the X line X, because you're seeing an end result, and that's the problem with a lot of young men. Y'all all look at the end result, and y'all want that end result bad, but you're not willing to do the first domino to get the result that men are getting. Ty, what say you on this question? Yes. Yeah, yeah. Right. And see, here's the problem. And there's no knocking. It's a great question. We appreciate the question. But here's your problem. And it's the majority of you guys out here. See, in order to understand the game that Ty and I are trying to say, taking control of your life doesn't mean it's just taking control over everything that happens to you. It means that you take everything that happens to you and move forward through your own mindset, your own priorities, your own laws, your own rules, your own codes, your own visionary statement, your own mission statement, your mission statement that is going to guide you. It is not, see, what you guys want to know is, you, again, Ty, I had a guy ask me a question. I keep telling him it's the analogy of me saying I want to be a doctor and going to the store and getting an operation game. And just because I can pull the fucking plastic bones and shit out of the game, I can say, well, I'm a doctor now. It doesn't work like that, because we're talking about the one thing y'all are lacking, and that is control over your own self. A woman cannot lose control over you if you cannot control yourself. Ty and I can control ourselves around a woman because it's never about the woman. Thus, they lose control over us. Thus, they think about us. Yes, they lose control of themselves. Right, they lose control of themselves. And my favorite thing to show everybody, this is like the best thing that gives you a prime example of how Ty and our lives are. This is that it is. So it's, why can I stop thinking about you? This whole week, what did you do to me? And guess what? We didn't do anything. All we did was be us. But to her, she can't understand why we're not losing control, why we're not desperate, needy, why we're not running behind her, asking her boring-ass questions and all that other stuff. We enamored her so much where she's like, who is Ty? Why is Ty? How is Ty? And every time she asks that question, Ty is renting space in her mind, absolutely free, Ty. What say you, brother? Yes, yes. Yes. Absolutely. All right, Ty, well, let's see. Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You got it. Go ahead. Well, Ty. Right, and Ty, that's why she doesn't lose interest, because you're an interesting person. See, you got to be an interesting person for her to be interested in you and versus being boring. All right, 631, go ahead and ask your question, and we'll answer it in the queue. 631, yeah, the caller, can you hear us? Can you hear Ty?
I can hear you, but Ty, he's like, it's all static. It's disrupted.
He says you're staticky, Ty. Let me see. Well, just go ahead and ask your question, and we'll just pop it. And Ty can hear, though. Ty, you can hear him, though, right, Ty? Okay, yeah, go ahead and ask your question, and we'll answer. But what's your question, sir?
Okay. I just wanted to say hello, guys. I just want to say thank you for your time. But my question is, Dean, you just mentioned something brand new that I never heard before. You said something about a visionary statement. Now, my question is, what is a visionary statement?
Of what you vision yourself to be. What you vision yourself to do, this, what you vision every, okay, I always tell people to watch the movie 1,000 Words with Eddie Murphy. I know it sounds crazy, but you got to watch it, because my vision helps me make sure that every word that I use and every move that I make is going to have impact. I am not going to waste words or time, meaning that I vision. Like, I give an example. Like, Saturday, I'm going to do the Sexoween, the thing nobody ever does on YouTube. So my vision for the Sexoween is to give a woman an invitation that no woman has ever gotten before, to be able to go to your house and you guide her sexually through your home and give her the story about the ghost, the sexual ghost that haunts your house. And every room is going to have its own section of what he does to his victims. But I'm going to break all that down on Saturday, but that's what I'm saying. The vision is showing her that when I lace her ass with this shit, she'll never, ever, there'll never, ever be anybody else but us or our kind, because nobody is going to do this shit I'm saying on Saturday. Nobody, because nobody, no one's thought that deep. Ty has his own way of visioning and thinking deep and coming up with grand ideas that when it is done and incorporated, no other body's ever going to do it. So what's that? Yes. 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 What is it? Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, right. So the vision, even with the Halloween game I have right now, I have a tie. We put out the Halloween game, right? So it's a costume. And the vision of the costume was this. Why go to a Halloween party to wear a fucking costume instead of going to a Halloween party and having sexy single women come up to you while reading them their sexual fortune and giving them your fucking card at your business card at the same time while you do a hand reading, while you twirl around, and while you hand her your number and have her not only take pictures with you, but grab your hand and bring you to other women. Again, but the vision of this was saying that, you know what? I'm going to get deep. But Ty, one more. Another vision. The trick-or-treat game I'm going to drop on them that no one has. While you motherfuckers are handing out candy to these knucklehead-ass kids, you forget the women that have to be with these motherfuckers. Why not give them a trick or a treat by giving them a piece of candy with your motherfucking number on it to let them know that I can make you smile, laugh, and blush? But see, all that, you see, 631 comes from the vision that I want to move these women to, because nobody is moving them that way ever. There's no guy, nobody. But Ty, what say you? 631, go and listen. Ty's about to break down his part, okay, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You get
nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, yes. Well, also the vision, as the guy was saying, what you don't understand is my vision is not to conquer her because she's already conquered. My vision is to conquer it all by her spreading my virus to to her girlfriends by telling them, oh my God, look what this crazy motherfucker gave me. Girl, what is a sexoween card? Or her going to her friends and say, oh my God, I met this old man. He was acting like a old fortune teller. And he saw me and he twirled me around and he took my hand and read my palm. And then he had his tarot cards out and saying that you look like the kind of woman that looks like she needs a man that's going to lead her. And you look like the kind of woman that looks like a man that wants excitement. Well, here, the third card, take this number and call it, and all your wishes will come true. And when you hear that, it's a mind fuck because she's never heard it before, Ty. Come on, man. Damn. Never. Never. And Ty, here's the thing. Now let me show y'all the vision. I have the vision and I'm trying to give you the vision. And not only do I have the vision, Ty, and when you go there, I break down how to build it. I show you how to do it. That's why we do it on the 15th, so there's no excuses. And then, Ty, at the end of October, anybody that calls in, I will look for the places to go to. You tell me the city. I will tell you where the clubs, the bars, or the swinger clubs, if you choose to go that way, where to go. So there's no excuses because we're trying to do everything we can to put you in a position. You and Ty and I both are doing this. To put you in a position above all men, above them all, Ty. Yeah, Caller, he's good. Yeah, Caller, let me ask him, is he good? I'm mute. I guess he was listening. Caller, so are you good on your question, sir?
Yeah, I wasn't listening. I was internalizing the information. I understand exactly what you guys were portraying.
What are we portraying?
You're portraying that basically you're creating this plan, and in this plan you have each individual moment in this plan that create an end result of that plan.
To do what?
To do what? Well, wouldn't it depend on the person of what they want?
No, I don't give a fuck what they want. You see, here's your problem. See, you thug. I don't.
Like, wouldn't that? Are you asking me what do I want? Like, what was my plan?
No.
I don't
want
to speak for anybody else.
No. Okay, we're talking about you. Okay, what I'm saying is that what I or what Ty is teaching is so fucking past your level of conscious thought. You just got to do the shit because you can't even interpret what is going to happen. Because let me explain. I have a lot of guys doing the Halloween game, the costume thing that have that out right now, right? Do you understand they get scared? You want to know why they get scared? Because for the first time in their life, they're the fucking center of attention. They have beautiful women coming up to them, grabbing them, taking photos and flirting with them, and they cannot handle that kind of success. So it is very intimidating. We can bring you the women, but if you ain't built for this shit and you can't handle being the center of attention and having sexy women come up to you who are single, then this it's not for you. Ty? Yes. Yes. Right. Right. Well, and this is why, Ty, I made sure that I did in August. I made sure that those that follow correctly, that this was a time to blow the mind of these young women who are thinking dirty, nasty, filthy thoughts and are looking for something exciting and amazing in August. So if you look at the vision, didn't start in September. It started before August because I knew the new batch of women were coming in. And I knew if you could just be that man that Ty and I showed you to be, that now that you're in September, now the next step and the next phase is to give her the sex a ween, or go out there to the clubs, the parties, in the costume, or be at home and still pull women. Because guys, understand, some girls have to take their little kid brother or their kid sister out trick-or-treating. And y'all don't understand, they're women. They like, they're herd. They get in a herd. And they push their carts and they walk and they dress up themselves. You want to know why? Because their lazy-ass husbands and boyfriends don't want to do shit. And then when they see you being exciting, you being fun, you dressing them having a good time, they get curious about you. So as I'm saying, it doesn't start now. It started way back when. But there had to be vision to see game, Ty. That is very deep, brother. So, yeah, but no, lines are good now. If y'all got a question, guys, put a cue. We got you covered. But you continue as we were talking about, Ty. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we have a question. I recently broke up with my girlfriend, even though I'm the one that broke up with her. I want her back. So do I go back or stand on what I said? P-Dog, let me explain something to you, dog. I'm not going to try to embarrass you, and I appreciate your question. But there's so much wrong with this. Okay. You did her a favor, and you don't realize it. You did her a favor. She's glad you broke up with her because she didn't have the heart to let you go. And maybe she self-sabotaged things and say, you know what, I need to find a reason to get rid of this guy because I don't want to hurt his feelings and I care about him. But because you don't know how to fuck, because you don't know how to eat pussy, because you don't know how to talk dirty to her and touch her in ways that you should be touching her as a man does without doing much of anything, sir, you are in the female position. You are in your emotions, in your feelings. And what you don't understand here is that the hardest thing to do as a man is to let women go, because when we let women go, they don't want to go. They want to stay. And even if they go, they come back because there's nothing out there for me but you, because you set the bar. See, men like Ty and I, we set the bar. So if you want to go, there's the door. Please go. If you want to see other men, go. If you want to find love, go. But I know that's why I have what we call the candle maker that builds candles. His arms are sore because all I do is leave a candle in the window so you can find your way back home, because I know you're coming back, because there ain't nobody like my motherfucking ass and Ty's ass. Ty, what say you on this, brother?
Because
All right, here's another one. My girl, my girl recently took me out for my birthday in August, and she showed me outright. She works. She's in school for cybersecurity, and she's busy. Then she ghosted me. Do I let her be? Well, it's the same scenario. It's, okay, Ty, you got it. Ty. It ain't your girl, motherfucker. Oh, man, what a sucker. Yeah, you want some sucker shit, dog, because you knew she never wanted you. And this is the amazing thing about you guys. Y'all get in these relationships knowing these women are disgusted by you. They're giving you crumbs, and they're giving you mercy relationships because they're like, you're so busy bugging the shit out of them, they don't want to deal with you. They don't want to have nothing to do with you. But yet you're sitting around here talking about she ghosted you, and then guess, and you worried about her. She doesn't want your fucking ass, and you're the feminine one. Got her all up in your head. That's why. This is why she ghosted you. Because you were the woman in the relationship. You were not the man. Ty, what do you say, man? Sad. Right, here's the one. How do I take a leap and start approaching women I've been able to escape my company? Well, okay, listen. I always call it law zero, young man. Law zero is simply this. You are what you're supposed to be. Don't try to change it. You were supposed to be a loser. You're supposed to be beta. And nobody's here to change you. I'm serious. I'm sorry. I know you want to be at the winner's table, but you can't. Everybody cannot eat meat. Your job is to eat grass and go bah or whatever noise a zebra makes and shit. And you just make your way for the men. You've got it. You're not a student of the game. You don't want to be a student of the game, and you want a quick fix. So you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Ty, what say you, brother? Magical thing, yeah. Jesus Christ, fuck. That grass tastes good over across Crocodile River, don't it? So how do I get in a female's mind and make her anticipate talking to me, et cetera, or just be the guy she can't forget? No, you're the guy she's forgotten, okay? There is no forget. Didn't forget. Right, not to mess with again. Thank you, Ty, for the correction. Absolutely. You can't, brother, again, like the other guy. You are technically law zero. You are not a student of Ty. You're not a student of me. So you are nothing but food. You can't. I know. Listen, hey, look, I want to be a pirate. But you know what? I can't find a boat. I can't find an eye patch. And I have a problem saying, arr. So the problem is, man, you can't get them to do anything because you're built to lose because you choose to lose, sir. You are making choices. See, you want everything to come at you like you really doing something. But why should a woman fuck with somebody who ain't doing shit for himself, Ty?
Williams, I know
you're very. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
There you go, dog. That, oh, no, keep going. Keep going. Take it, dog. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And we have another question here. It says, what does it take to build the right relationship with yourself and to be a winner? And this is why y'all are not connecting the dots. You have not submitted to your throne. You have not submitted to yourself. I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying, man. You have to actually truly, really, honestly have an unconditional love, admiration, passion, and desire for yourself. That's just the beginning. You got to be so one with yourself, be super clear on who you are and what you want out of life. And you are clear on the more you are, the more flexible you will become to yourself. And you will be able to clarify your values and your beliefs. You will see what drives you. You will understand the decision. It's not just, see, y'all guys think it's just grab a hat called be a man. And let me throw that on. You have to literally be a gentleman. I keep telling y'all. I got in the game at 9 years old. I'm 51 now, 9 years old, and I know nothing. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Yeah, let me tell you why I know nothing. Because my tomorrow, unlike your motherfucking asses, I don't know my tomorrow. Because my tomorrow is brand fucking new. It's not the same old movie that's running in your fucking heads. I know my present. I know my past. But my tomorrow is brand new because I see the world in brand new eyes because I'm always evolving me because of the, and Taya has the same thing, because of the unconditional love, desire, passion, admiration, and all these things in between for myself. I can only be about myself, but because you guys don't love yourselves, you don't give a fuck about yourselves, and you follow other men and try to be and mimic other men, you'll never get this because it's not like a hat tie. What say you, my brother? It is nothing but that, man. It's nothing but that, but it's easy to, I know he said, damn, because what do you think women see in us? I mean, we're a reflection of that shit. Thus, it forces them to be more than ass and titties because they know ass and titties are not enough for us. They know it's not. Ass and titties are nothing to us. But it's what you bring to my kingdom that will get my curiosity. It's how you follow directions that will get my fucking attention. How you know your place at the dinner table will get my time. how you respect my laws, rules, and codes will get my respect tied, and then you might be rewarded with the dick last, because again, we withhold the dick from the market, unlike you guys, Ty. What say you, brother? It's like that. Yeah. Fuck that one. I wish I could beg. Wait. Please. Can I? Man, I don't fuck, man. Shit. Fuck that. Hold on. Let me see. I got a guy called. Hold on. So I think. Wait, Tyler. Is there a question you have, sir? Are you listening?
Hello. Yes. This is the old man. Fortune teller here, doing palm readings for single, sexy, available ladies.
Yes.
Are we doing palm readings today?
Do you hear that? Y'all hear that? This is why he's fucking. Hey, Ty, you hear that right there? Hold on, Ty. You good right there? Hold on. See, you see why? Hey, Ty. Hold on. And Ty, they don't understand. I can play a clip of this real quick, Ty. It's not dirty or anything like that. But I can play a clip of the results of what you hear right there, because he's making it about him. He's not making it about the woman, but he's intriguing women so much that they're sending him messages left and right, Ty, about how they like him, miss him, love him. Because I'm just giving you a piece of one. Wait, he gave me something new. Here we go. Listen to this, Ty. Can you hear this? See that shit? Just stop right there. What women say, I guess I'm about to stretch. Stop right there, Ty. There you go. I'll stop right there. What woman you know is going to say, I guess I have to stretch to a man. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. This is, for a lot of guys, they think it's so, you are in the Matrix. You're in the Matrix like a motherfucker, dog. Like, time moving is slow motion type shit. But guys, we're saying to y'all guys out here that this is why women love men like us. And it's not just the love, it's the lust, it's the need, it's the addiction, it's the habit they have to even hear our voices. Our words are soothing. Our voices are soothing. That makes them want to truly just, what would it be like to taste, touch, feel? Have him inside me. What is it like if I have him on the phone talking to me? Am I going to be able to control myself? Because these women try to control themselves, man. Ty, you don't understand how beautiful this is. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's a created animal through a created trust, gentlemen. And that's what we're trying to tell you, because the authenticity that we're trying to show you guys that women love is all about you being clear on what matters to you, not her. You being, because she doesn't know what the fuck she wants. Remember, she's a woman. This is no knock on women. It's not being disrespectful, but they don't know what happiness is. They think happiness is a dress, a purse, shirt, mascara, eyeliner, fucking weave, and whatever the fuck they put on themselves. But they are enamored with a man that is clear on what matters to him. And it can't be sex, guys, because if it's just sex, then nothing matters to you. Shame on you. But it's the decisions that align. Gentlemen, listen. Aligning with your values, your identity. And once you are be able to do that, you can inspire women to want to be more than just a body and a meal and shit, Ty. What say you, brother? Oh, you got some of your guys got chat questions? Yeah, we're calling. Yeah, if your guys got questions, you can let us know or read from there. If they got a question, they can just put a Q in, we can answer theirs as well. Okay. Oh, no, we good. Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Yes. Well, right. Yeah, Ty, this is see, there's a difference between, I always talk about intent versus result, Ty. And it's a difference between these two things, because there are intent would be more of an external influence, where a result would be more of an I am. And a lot of these guys don't understand that the results are motivators that come from within. Okay, y'all don't understand that. Your intent, when you look at a woman and you want to sleep with her, again, it's not, again, I don't want to knock a man for wanting to sleep with a woman. I'm glad that you want to sleep with women. But the problem is that you only want to sleep with women because that's as far as your mindset goes, is I just want to sleep with the woman. Where a man looks at the woman and, yeah, okay, she's got my curiosity. Cool, you know what I mean? But he is not looking at just the sex because, again, Ty, and I speak for you as well, we're conquerors, man. I don't just want what the fuck is between her legs. I want it all. But the only way I can get it is by motivating myself to be about me versus using external motivators to motivate yourself. See, you look at a woman and then you, because you go on your boob tube or YouTube and listen to these ignorant ass people tell you statistics, tell you how bad women are, don't mess with single mothers and all this other stuff they throw your way. They are messing with your mind, and you are not able to compensate or comprehend, excuse me, information, because it's coming from the external. Listen, your results and your intent will always bump heads, because the internal and the external will never work together unless it's coming from an I am. I'll use Ty as an example. Ty is an I am, but his I am turns into an I do because it starts from an I am, which is an external of what the woman is going to receive from that individual to see even if she's worthy. See, guys, listen, there are women out there who ain't even worthy of your I am. They're not even worthy of Ty, his time. So y'all guys think just because she looks good, has a fat ass and some big titties, that she's worth Ty's time. And it blows your mind and her mind when we're just saying, so what? You ain't the only one that has ass and titties. What can you do for me, or what do you bring to the table that these women don't bring? Because I'm not impressed by your body. I'm not impressed by the fake makeup, the weave, the eyeliner, and all that low self-esteem, low self-worth shit you put on. But when you have low self-worth, Ty, and low self-esteem, you connect more with someone who has low self-worth and low self-esteem. And thus, that's why when they see a woman's body, her makeup, or how she looks, they're enamored with it because they have low self-esteem themselves. But then they give women high self-esteem because these guys are cupcaking these women, man. Right, right. Yes. Yeah, it's nothing but limitations. There's no responsibility that they choose to take. I never said there are good women out there, but I'm never saying that there are bad women out there because I don't give a fuck what a woman does to you guys. And I say that with love, and you should feel the same way about me. I only give a fuck about how she is around me. I don't give a fuck how she treats you. If she I can't tell you. I've heard the women all the time. They dog you fucking. It's great when you lay in the bed with them, Ty, and they rubbing your face and shit. And then their man calls and they say, hold on, baby. What the fuck do you want? I told you. Leave me alone. You're bugging me. Shut up. All right. Whatever. Goodbye. And then they go back to, gee, I just miss being with you. And then I'm just like, damn, but I'm not you. So you're not the next man, but you can't be the man in her eyes if she can smell that you bleed once a month between your fucking ears. If she smells that you have low self-worth, low self-esteem, gentlemen, y'all don't understand. These women are the masters. I didn't say good, great. I said masters of manipulation and deception. So you don't think they can smell you from a mile away when you acting like you're a man, portraying like you're a man, pretending that you're something that you're not? They can recognize you. But the one thing they will never be able to recognize is a man, because Ty is not me. Ty and I are two aliens on the same planet, but we are in two different directions. Ty is in the direction of Ty fucking Kwon Do. I'm in this, the direction of motherfucking me. So when a woman meets both of us, they get two different experiences, but it's from a man's perspective. They can still get the man perspective from two men, but we are very rare. It's like elves and unicorns and shit, Ty.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, every woman that texts me, I try to split favor in the woman's ear. They stop texting me, but I do my poetry, and I don't want to sound creepy, so I don't improve my mouthpiece. Okay, this is what I understand about you guys. If you don't know what fucking flavor is, why do you use words that you don't even know what the fucking word means? You guys always steal words. You steal word beard. Y'all don't have no fucking beard because I've never showed you your beard. And you ain't got no fucking flavor. You ain't don't have no flavor. So what the fuck do you think you're giving the woman? This is why you don't have a mouthpiece, because you're not under anybody to show you how to create a mouthpiece, how to believe in yourself enough to learn how to unlock your imagination, your creativity, and your sense of adventure. If you can't unlock it by yourself. You need somebody who has those things. You can't do it yourself. But Ty, what say you, my brother? Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's a lie. Why, let me tell you why you're lying. I will tell you why you're lying. Ty, go ahead and talk. I'm going to have to go to the board on this one and show this motherfucker why he's a goddamn lie. But Ty, go ahead. You go ahead and break this shit. You ain't answer this question. He says, why does my game only work when I'm on the phone or in person and not through text? It's because I have low edge. See, this motherfucker, I hate liars. But Ty, go ahead, man. Answer this. Jesus Christ, man. I don't even go to the ball. Well, no, yeah, you never had, dog. This is what I understand, dog. How many times I tell him, dog? You know, Ty laughs at me with this, but what is the common denominator between you texting, talking, putting a note on a dove, putting a message on a bottle, and chucking that shit out in the sea, seeing her in person or dating her? You are the common fucking denominator. And if you cannot do one thing, you cannot do anything, because it all comes from your fucking mindset. Dumbass, they have low interest in you because you ain't got this is what I understand. How can you even use the word game when you are soft? How the fuck can someone like you utilize the word game and you are soft as baby shit? The fuck are you talking about? You ain't got no game. Because a motherfucker with game would not be asking, or here you go, questioning what a woman has. I mean, are you fucking serious? I mean, my God. Because they have no self-interest? No, because they're just not interested in you, brother. That's all it is, man. They're just not interested in you. But see, as I said before, Ty, this is what a lot of people don't understand. They learn how to become good. They work to become great, and then they master. And like I said before, Ty, most of these guys work to be good at being victims. They work to be good at making excuses. They work to be good at being lazy and sitting on their fucking ass, and then they can solve it themselves. And then because they're so good at that, then they become great at that. And then after that, they master that shit, because at that point, they go on YouTube to let somebody reinforce and blame women and all that other stuff, okay? Anyway, what do you say? I'm confused. I'm confused. You say having a mouthpiece. You ain't got a motherfucking mouthpiece. What the fuck are you talking about? You just said you ain't got a... Oh, my fucking God, dude. What the fuck? Oh. Do any of your guys have questions? I'm embarrassed about this shit over here. Do any of your guys have questions? Okay. Okay. Yeah, put a Q. Yeah. Please, chat. God damn it. Y'all got to be kidding me with this. Yeah. Yeah, they, you don't, you. Well, that, you know, that's why I always say, Ty, but see, there's excuse. You know, Ty, what's the most amazing thing to me where I get for guys is they say, Steve, I want to, excuse me. You said, why do I have to, Sir, I just accepted it because you've already accepted it. What are you talking about? I've accepted what you are. You know how a guy calls a show and yells at me and say, I don't know what I'm talking about? I agree with him. I accept it because you accepted what you think is. I can't make you change your mind, nor am I going to try. You have already accepted losing. You've already accepted that. So I agree with you. So it's all good, man. So, and Duquan, and like I say, this is what I'm saying. And this is why we tell you guys, I want y'all to see this right here. I want y'all to realize that this is why we fuck so much. Y'all don't even see it. This is why we get a lot of pussy. Because the same ignorant ass fool writing this stupid shit is the same dumb motherfucker walking up to a woman. Oh my God, it's Julie. Yeah, oh my God, Ty. He's going to be like this. Well, fuck you, Ty. Ty, you ain't shit. It's Julie calling me. Hi, what you do for a living and where you live and can I take you out? You're so beautiful. That's that motherfucker right there. So what we're saying is, guys, I want you to see when women, this is you guys. I know y'all like hearing this. This is you. This is you. This is not, even though you're not doing this, look at, this is what women see and women deal with on a daily basis. Guys like this. What a shame. And he thought he was doing something funny and stuff like that. But, hey, goodbye. We'll see you later. He's good. He's gone. But anyway, but I'm just saying, man, it's crazy. I get the concept of the game being a mindset and the game being about you, but it's spitting game something completely. Brother, you are the fucking source of everything. Okay? You are the source of everything. Do you not understand that? You are the source of everything. So if you are the common denominator, sir, you ain't spitting anything. Okay. And I say this with love, okay? So please don't be upset. You are a loser. You think like a loser. You have no self-esteem like a woman. You don't believe in yourself. And you lie to yourself every day. So what the fuck you think comes out of your mouth? What do you think you're spitting? You spitting bullshit. You know what's so amazing? They do everything they can to try to run away. Try to run away from their truth. So we can move on to this one. This might be a better question right here. Unless you have something to say about that, Ty. I'll give you a trial and tribulation. A trial and tribulation is when a woman doesn't hear from you in a day and she is out of her fucking mind crying, saying she's sorry or wanting to see you because she feels like she did something wrong. That's a trial and tribulation to a guy. But can you please explain to me, William, what the fuck is a trial and a tribulation? I'm trying to be funny. What do you mean by that shit? I need you to be Kim and William. We're not joking. Give me an example. And I'm not, while Ty is talking, give us an example of what a trial and tribulation is. Because I don't understand that shit. I don't believe in that shit. So, but Ty, go ahead while we wait on his answer. Right. All right. Well, we got it. Let me, a caller. Let me just, hold on. Hold on. Hopefully, William, you answer the question. 848, just ask your question and we'll throw you back in. What's your question, sir? And we'll answer it on live. What's your question?
I was the one that called in about trying to improve my mouthpiece.
Okay, what's your question?
I just wanted to call in and just get more insight on that because I do have my my bid.
So it doesn't matter. Okay, Tash, what is your mouthpiece? But listen to you, dog. Doesn't matter if you have your bid. Do you have your pathway? Do you have your pathway? Conversation classes, flirt the fuck, dirty talk, five play, fucking 101, kissing 101. Do you have that shit?
Yeah, I have some of them.
What the fuck are you? Okay, what happened? Just tell us what happened so Ty can hear us. We can help you. What is the situation? What is your situation?
Well, I put my bid with a lady, and then
he put his bid in. Okay, then what?
Yeah, and then she texted me first. And
okay,
stop.
What did she text you?
She said, "Hey, it's
okay." Stop. Okay, and what did you say?
I said, "Good morning." Her name. How are you doing?
Stop, motherfucker! Stop. Wait, hold on. Go to caller. Go to your fucking bid right now. Go to your goddamn bid right now. Let me know when you open that motherfucker up. You got it? Yes or no? Is it open?
Hold on.
Hurry the fuck up. Because this is why you goddamn people lose, because you don't follow fucking instruction. Fucking bid. Are you on your bid now?
Yes.
All my guys that got your bid, you guys go and you go exactly where I'm going. Why don't you scroll all the way to the fucking bottom and look at the first thing you say? Is the first thing, hi, how you doing? Is that it?
No.
Wait. And then if that's not it, then why didn't you say what I told you to say to reinforce the bid?
I was just greeting her back.
That's my whole point. See, this is why this ain't for you, dog, because you want to do it your loser way. You saying that goofy shit you said was talking at her. I gave you something to talk to her, and you didn't do it.
So
what the fuck are you
talking
about?
That was the next thing I did.
No, sir. Did you go down to your last thing, the last line in the bid? Yes or no? You see the thing at the bottom? Don't read it.
I said, sir.
You said, hi, how are you doing? That's the first fucking thing that came out of your mouth. That's what you said. That's what you said, right?
Correct.
Good morning. Right, good morning. Do you see fucking good morning on the bottom? Just yes or no? Do you see good morning? So then what the fuck are you saying good morning when I show you how to reinforce the bid by saying what the fuck I'm showing you? Why do you want to do it your way?
I'm not trying to do it my way.
So where it says that one more time, hold on. Did I not tell your ignorant ass the first thing you should be telling her, yes or no?
Did I say that.
Okay, stop.
Yes,
stop.
You did.
But did you say that to her? No, right?
Correct.
Right? So you want to do it your fucking way. There you go. So now, what happened after that? He wanted to know. What happened next?
So what happened next is she said, hey, good evening. Sorry for the late response. I've been trying to catch up with homework. And then I said, you're fine. I'm doing good myself, but I have a bone to pick with you.
No. You missed the whole alley-oop. She just apologized to your fucking ignorant ass. Why didn't you springboard that information to set the fucking date up? I got a way you can make it up to me. Why didn't you go to the next thing? Why are you using, see, you did it in the wrong steps. Because within the first three messages, you're supposed to do what, caller? What are you supposed to do within the first three messages?
Get on the date. Set up a date.
Set the date. Well, okay, so we're on the third message. Did you set up the date?
Well, I didn't get to do that.
Okay, well then, okay. All right, well, I'm going to let you go because we got to grab some of these other calls, though. He doesn't understand the thing that we're talking about. But let's see here. Let's go to some of these questions right here. Guys, this is a very important question I want y'all to hear. I want y'all to read this before. Listen, it's very important. This is very important. It's very important. If you think this is bullying, then you need to go to Miyagi-Do, sir. This ain't for you. Go to a place where they coddle your ass. This ain't for you. The next one is, let's see here. I got a way you can make it up to me. Is that a flexible bid? No. When the woman says, I'm sorry, that's when she can make it up to you because she's apologizing and you can find a way for her to make it up to you. Okay? It's that easy. It's that easy. It's not a hard thing to do. It's not a hard thing to do. All right, and that's what I'm saying. You fall right, yeah. Listen, gentlemen, like Ty will tell you and I tell you, every word and everything you say and do cannot be wasted fucking words. Everything that you say comes out of your mouth has to lead her somewhere. And if you're not leading her somewhere, all you're doing is talking at her and not to her. Ty, what say you, brother? Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Yes. Yes, absolutely, because most of you guys, you can't, okay, the reason why you guys play defense is because you don't have a playbook of anything. So you are have what I call, Ty, a kite mentality. That means, guys, when you throw a fucking kite up in the air, the wind decides where that fucking kite goes. It just sits there and waits for the wind to blow it right or to blow it left. And because you guys are not rooted in yourself, because you don't have a foundation in yourself, you have not marketed you to yourself, you have not marketed your crib to yourself, you haven't done any sound checks, you haven't done any lighting, no music, you haven't done anything to show the woman why you then are just food for her. You know what I mean? Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I just got that. You go to the kingdom of all the women in the land, they real life, trying to fit the glass slipper, man. Dog. B1, the only way you're going to find the right one is by finding yourself, brother. You haven't even found yourself yet. How the fuck can you find the right one when you're 2, 3 of somebody else? You're not even one with yourself, man. That's what I understand. Why do y'all guys look for one and you are not even 0 or 1 with yourselves? You have... This shit don't make no sense, big dog. The fuck? Sigh. Nah, you good. Yeah, you good. You still spinning, even in green, dog. You good. You still spinning that yet. Yeah, and the sad thing is, a man doesn't ask, how does he be the one? And I'm not being funny here. Y'all don't understand, when you that motherfucker, they want to know what they can do to be the one for you. They will literally say, what am I doing wrong? Why are you not giving me any time? Why are you not paying attention to me? Am I not cute enough? What am I doing wrong? Why are you not give me any of your time? What do I have to do to get your time? And that's what, see, you guys are looking at it from an intent versus a result. Again, an I am versus an I do. You're looking at an I do, how you can find the one. But here's the thing. When you are the motherfucking one, you don't have to look for shit because they're looking for you. Ty, let's just take this month, okay? Ty don't even know the answer that I would say. Let's just take this month, Ty. How many women have either wanted your baby, want your ring, or want you all to themselves in a month? How many, Ty? Okay. From August 15th to September 15th, in that block month. Okay, so do you see what I'm saying? And Ty, out of those 50, how many of them cried when you told them no? Right? How many cried when they don't get an answer? Or yes. Yes. Ty, let me show you something, Ty. So let me show you something. So I posted, I saw the, I was out. Hold on, Ty. Oh, wait. They can't. What? Ty, watch this. Ty. So, Ty, watch this. So I was out and I posted about these on the internet, these Nikes, these brand new Nikes. I posted about these, right? So I got this as a gift, right? So when I posted this, all right, I showed them yesterday. I got two Chanel, like these like $68 cologne deodorant things. I got two of these from somebody else. And yeah, wait, let me show you the other one. Wait. But then look what I got. Hold on. I got the white joints. I got the white ones. So. I'm saying that when you about that motherfucking ism, dog, they want to do for you. They find out what you like. There you go. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Ain't broke. Loves. Yes. Yes. Duh. Ty, have you ever seen Purple Rain? Yeah. Yeah, the movie. You got to watch. Look, right there. Lock in Purple Rain and Bridge of the Mass Encounter. I know it sounds crazy, guys. You got to lock that in. But so I saw Purple Rain in, it was in 1983. So just found out it's a pretty old movie, but it's a great movie. But so there was a scene because my mentor was showing me the gang. See, I used to be a Michael Jackson fan. I used to wear a glitter glove and shit tie when I was breakdancing and shit. But I'm just telling you, I was a breakdancer. But I went to go see this movie. And I see this motherfucker, you know, he's in the mall with the chick, right? He walks to the window and he looks at the guitar. That's all he does, Ty. He just looked at the guitar and walked the fuck away. When she got her first paycheck, Ty, that motherfucker said, fuck paying her rent. She ran and bought that guitar, brought the motherfucker Adam. And listen, he was slowly, like, taking the bow off. That one was ripping the box open because she was so excited to see his reaction. The guys were saying, women get excited when they get you stuff because they, again, they're competition. They know they're in competition with other women, but they just, there's something in them doing things for you without you having to ask. And again, this is not deception or manipulation because y'all know what? Let's flip the coin. Yeah, she wants to do it just like guys do it for women. But y'all don't believe that women will do it for you. It's amazing because that, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, Ty. I love it when my best parts is when they go in your refrigerator and they do an inventory of the shit that you don't have and they bring it to you. Or, you know, Ty, I used to be a dick. I always believed this, Ty, that, okay, if I'm going to give you my time, then your place has to be set up for me. And it's so beautiful. Yeah, right. So the first thing you used to get, Ty, is why aren't you coming over? And I did a video on this, like a funny comedy skit on this shit. But the reason why, I sit her in a chair and I say, look at that. I have my clients do this right now and it works like a charm. Look at that TV. You think I'm going to play my fucking video games on a fucking 32-inch TV? I can't do that. Where's the surround sound? Where's my video game console? Wait, be quiet. Listen to that. Where the fuck is my surround sound? Come here, baby. Let me grab your hand. Where's my beers, if y'all drink beers? Where are my steaks? Go in the refrigerator. Where's my favorite ice cream? Go in the cabinets. Where are my favorite potato chips, my Pop-Tarts? You even got my waffle mix. What the fuck am I going to do over here? And you know what they do? They don't spend their money, Ty. They spend that sucker's money, but they will furnish their house. Hey, Ty, you know how to do it real quick. They tell the motherfuckers they need a 8J TV. And the guy's like, oh, it's not 8J, it's 8K. Oh, really? Well, there's a package that comes with it. It's a flat screen 8K Sony with surround sound. And, oh, my God, and I want to work out for you. And there's a package with video. And them suckers will either send you the money Western Union, they'll app the money to a tie, or they'll buy it from their Best Buy and transfer it to their store where they can get it. And they don't even know the game they're being run on them, dog. Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah. 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 Ty got my guy some pussy real fast. I didn't mean to get him. I know he's going to get that fast, but he was coaching. He got some coaching. He was like, well, you know, she's dating all these guys now. I said, no. No, this is what I want you to do next time she throw that in your face, because there's a power move and a power play. See, she knows you're chinking the armor. So she can throw another guy in your face to make you upset. Thus, you're taking the emotional position. She's got the high ground. So the next time, what I want you to do is the next time she says she's going on a date, tell her let's go live on air so I can pick out your outfit for the date. But Steve, wait, why would I do that? I said, just fucking trust me. I got you, right? All right, I'll do it. He did it. And she got mad at him because she's like, well, why are you trying to push me off on these other guys? He said, no, look, babe, if you want to go on a date, go. And guess what she did, Ty? She got mad, hung up. He called her. She got mad at me, man. You messed. I said, but, bruh, just be patient. All I want you to, all I want you to do is make sure you got your crib right, go scrub your fucking nuts, and be ready because you fucking tonight. I know, how can I? Because she's mad at me. So then she calls while she's eating with that motherfucker. What you doing right now? It's kind of fucked up what you said to me. Why would you want to pick out my outfit with another guy? I thought you were interested in me. And then I gave him a little bit of yak. She got, not only did he eat off that other man's food, but she went over there, cooked it, and fucked him, and he couldn't understand that all he did one simple adjustment by taking the power out of the pussy and letting her be what she wants to be. If she wants to go out with somebody, please, guys, y'all got to say something. It's not my job to feed her. I'm you feed her. Please go out with her. Go, baby. Go with every guy. Do you know how fun it is when you hear them give you the itinerary of who they're going out with, hanging out? And then they'll be like, well, are you going to be busy after I get done because I want to suck your dick or I want to fuck you? They'll say, well, I'm going, well, oh, I have a great day tonight. Well, yeah, we're going out. I don't know. He might be relationship material and everything, but I'm going to weigh my option out and everything. But, you know, well, after it's over, is it okay if I come over there and fuck? Hey, great. Hey, look, hey, have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Be all you can be. And yeah, enjoy what you're doing, baby, because that's what we do, dog. But Ty, because I know, okay, Ty, you saw the last episode of House of Dragon, right? Okay. Let's talk about the hand. Let's talk about the motherfucking hand. The motherfucking hand that we are trying to get y'all to have. Gentlemen, well, Ty and I are on some great Game of Thrones shit. I'm glad. Ty, did I get you on Game of Thrones or you just started watching it? How did that shit happen? Okay, all your homies started, you started watching. Okay. Cool. Right. Okay. Okay. Let me explain to you guys out there the hand, because I don't think y'all understand what a hand's job is. The hand is the second most powerful motherfucker in the realm. The hand is the one that is always next to the king. He is the only one that can talk to the king in any way he wants to, because he teaches the king not only how to be a king, he governs the council. That the hand has nothing but pure power. Matter of fact, if y'all watching the dragon, the House of Dragon, he is actually king in some aspects because he talks through the king. He tells the kings the decisions and all the other stuff. But why are we telling you this? Ty, Yet tie and I, what gives us great strength and power is, y'all understand, is we have our hand just like they do on TV. See, y'all think, I can tell y'all, what y'all see on TV sometimes is reality in some levels, but you have to have game to see that shit. See, you guys have a hand too, but your hand tells you you're not good, walk away from her, kiss her ass, and buy her dinners and all that other shit. But our hand is governed by our thoughts. See, when we scribe our thoughts to ourselves, that information goes into a library. And when it is time to pull out, because Ty, I always tell guys, Ty, that I pull shit, when I'm talking to women, I pull shit from the eighth grade, ninth grade thoughts. I can pull shit that I've created from years ago, and it still has the same impact. Why? Because my hand's job is not to rule me, but he also gives me other views and aspects and other ways that I can attack, talk to, make her smile, laugh, or blush, Ty. Talk about your hand, Ty. Talk about yours. Yes. Oh, yeah, I see all the Godfathers. All that, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. Reason. Mm-hmm.